Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following talk.
Hello, this is Hayley Carroll. My next-door neighbour, Peter Moore, gave me your contact information. Your company has been landscaping the Moore's garden over the last few weeks, and they are very satisfied with the quality of the work. We also want some landscaping work done to our garden, and we want someone from your company to come and give us a price quote. We wish to have a new patio laid, and some trees need to be cut down. Our address is 67 Bartholomew Drive, next door to the Moore's house. My number is 382-555-7937. I look forward to hearing from you soon.
71. What is the topic of the message? Why does the speaker talk about her neighbor? 73. What does the woman ask the listener to do? 74 through 76 refer to the following talk.
Are you searching for a new job? Then visit the city's largest job fair, Great Jobs. This year's Great Job Fair has invited more exhibitors and will offer more jobs than ever before. Come along and meet employers from across the region in a friendly and casual atmosphere. In addition, why not come to the fair on Thursday for free one-on-one career advice from our famous team of career advisors for one day only? Whatever job you're searching for, we're here to help. This year's event will be at the Downtown Convention Center from Thursday, June 7 to Sunday, June 10. Admission is free. Doors open 10 a.m.
74. What is being advertised? 75. How does the speaker describe the career advisors? 76. When are the listeners asked to visit the fair? 77 through 79 refer to the following talk.
Good evening, Ms. Cherubini. My name is Harry Hooper. I noticed your advertisement in the Times and Herald for the car that you're selling. I'm wondering if I can take a look at it. Could I drop by sometime this week? I finish work at 5, and my office is not far from where you live. I think I can get there by 6 any day this week. Please, would you call me back so that we can arrange a suitable day? My number is 235-555-4537. Thank you.
77. What is the purpose of the message? 78. What time can the man leave his office? 79. Why does the man want the woman to call him back? 80 through 82 refer to the following talk.
First of all today, I wish to present to you all some information about next week's training course at the Fawcett Centre. The course starts at 10 a.m. in the Royal Room and is for all accounting department staff. Lunch will be offered. I think it'd be best if we all meet before the course at 9:45 a.m. in the lobby. The best way to go to the Fawcett Centre is by subway. Parker Station is just a short walk away. If you're going to drive, remember that parking is limited, and you should call the venue in advance to reserve a space in the parking lot. Now, let's start today's meeting.
80. Who is the man talking to? Where is the group probably going to meet before the training course? 82. According to the speaker, what is the best way to get to the training venue? 83 through 85 refer to the following talk.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Simon Hopkins, and this is Books Today. Today's show features the novel Into the Forest by Kentaro Oyama. This novel reintroduces readers to an older Kanako Igawa, who we first met as a younger woman in his previous novel, Summer Hills. The older Kanako is a persuasive central character for this novel, and her maturity within the context of the scary and moving plot makes this book particularly terrifying. All Kentaro Oyama fans anxious to read this wonderful new book will have to wait until next month, when the book will be sold at bookstores and online retailers. Also, remember, you should find out the time and place of your nearest book signing event from Oyama's official website.
83. Who most likely is the speaker? 84. What kind of novel is Into the Forest? 85. What does the speaker encourage fans of Oyama to do? 86 through 88 refer to the following talk.
Good morning, all, and thanks for coming to the first in our two-day series of lectures on international sales and marketing. Our first speaker today is Rebecca Lung. She will talk about her views on introducing and developing brands in local markets, with particular focus on sunglasses and optical frames. Rebecca works for one of the biggest importers of fashion items in her country and has worked in the industry for 15 years. You can also get to know more about her from her recently published book, Growth Unlimited, which examines the luxury goods market in East Asia. You may purchase signed copies after the talk.
86. What is the topic of Rebecca Lung's lecture? 87. What did Rebecca Lung do recently? 88. What does the speaker encourage the listeners to do after the talk? 89 through 91 refer to the following talk.
Hello, and welcome to our autumn luncheon. This year is an extremely special occasion as it marks our company's 40th anniversary. As a consequence, we have organized some wonderful entertainment for today. Before the entertainment starts, I want to point out an amendment to the maps in your programs. The maps say that the arts and crafts sale will be held on the football field. However, the weather forecast is not good, so we have moved the arts and crafts sale indoors to the Valenti building. Please do stop by there, as all proceeds from sales go to some wonderful charities.
89. Where is the announcement taking place? 90. What has been altered? 91. What is the reason for the change? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following talk.
Next today, I wish to discuss the Smart Cars account. Smart cars are worried about losing market share to their competitors, many of whom have recently set up aggressive marketing campaigns. Smart cars have requested that we produce a new advertising campaign for them, with a more hard-hitting edge. Instead of stressing the company's conventional image, the new campaign should demonstrate its products in a more youthful light. The aim is to attract a younger audience. As you all know, Smart Cars is one of our most loyal clients, so we have to make every effort to make this new campaign successful. Please come up with some ideas and present some concepts by Friday.
92. Who most likely are the listeners? What does Smart Cars wish to do? 94. What does the speaker want the listeners to do? 95 through 97 refer to the following talk.
Good morning, Mr. Franklin. This is Tricia Milton calling from the Private Business Licensing Division. I just got your message about licensing regulations. Yes, your store will have to be examined by our agents before you open for business. The examination ensures that your retail space and back office areas are safe for both the general public and your staff. Examination visits can be scheduled at relatively short notice, and assuming that your premises pass the examination, you will be granted a license soon after that. The fee is $250, and license renewal is necessary every 5 years. I hope that's been useful in answering your questions. If not, please call me back.
95. Why did the speaker leave the message? 96. What will a license allow Mr. Franklin to do? 97. What does the speaker mention about licenses? 98 through 100 refer to the following talk.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for coming to Acapulco. I'm Oscar, and I'll be your guide today. First, let me talk you through today's itinerary. We'll begin with a visit to Acapulco's famous art gallery, where you can see works by some of the area's best-known painters. Next, we will stop at the streets of the Old Town, where we will view the various historical monuments and places of interest. After a late lunch at one of the town's nicest restaurants, we'll go to the seafront, where we'll absorb the sea air and look for the famous Acapulco Lighthouse. Okay, if you'll follow me, let's start our tour.
98. What is the purpose of the talk? 99. According to the speaker, what can be found in the Old Town? 100. What will happen in the afternoon?